Back here on the Mighty 690, time to continue on with our Ask the Expert segment. We have Keith Beaumont of Sun Group joining us on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. It's really exciting here. We got a big fair and rodeo week continuing, so it's a lot of fun here in Coffeyville.
Oh, yeah, that's always a great time of the year down there. I always enjoy that.
Yeah, I know, it's super fun. So, yeah, the rodeo last couple nights and getting started with the demo derby tonight, so it's going to be good. So, hey, what do we have going on in the world of auctions?
Well, James, we've got some auctions that we've been working on getting together, and this next one that we're going to be doing is September the 8th. This is a big farm auction that we're going to be doing. It's got about 850 acres, and we're going to offer that in 8 different tracts of land. So if you want some more information on that, you can get on our website and look into each individual tract. Just go on there and go into whatever tract that you may want to look at. It's got all the information and stuff on there. So feel free to do that. Or if you want me to send you some information, just let me know. That's in Sumner County, farmland, but anyways, a lot of good land out there that we're going to be auctioning. Also, we're still putting together that auction that we're going to be doing. It's a little hunting and fishing auction that's going to have a lot of nice hunting stuff in it, knives and that kind of thing. Stuff that's new in the package, it's going to be a pretty exciting auction, so I want to let everyone know about that for sure. And we'll talk more about that as it gets closer. But that's going to be another one we're doing in September. Also, the Eagle's Nest that we have listed in Fredonia, that's the motel that's located not too far from the downtown square of Fredonia. We've had a pretty good price reduction in that property as well. So I don't think that that thing will last much longer. So if you've got any interest in that, I would for sure, get a hold of me, and I'd be happy to get you some more information or show it to you, whatever you want to do. But let me know. And remember, you can always get on the internet, go to our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and you can look at all this stuff that I'm talking about, listings, all of our upcoming auctions and all that, online auctions, all that stuff. You know, I kind of briefly touch on this stuff when I get on here, but if you want to see what all of our listings, all of our auctions, and all of that stuff, get on there and check it out, and you can see what we got going on right now.
Hey, good stuff on that. No, a great reminder there. So as far as, other thoughts here, I know that you've got lots of folks who reach out to you on a daily basis. You know, they may want to sell their property and that sort of thing. I'm wondering if you could just go into a little bit of the process of kind of a few steps maybe where we're going from, hey, you know, I need to sell my property, but I really don't know where else to go after that. I know you have folks you help out with that.
Yeah, and so what usually happens in sometimes, and this is from real estate, selling real estate and doing auctions, someone will call, and they may be even overwhelmed with and not know where to even really start with the process. Maybe they've had something that's been gifted to them, they've inherited something. And of course, the end goal is to sell this. You know, maybe someone's inherited this, and then the wishes were after I'm gone, then you sell it, or whatever. There may be several different reasons. Someone needs to sell something, or all of a sudden something's changed, and someone needs to get rid of something and doesn't understand or know the process to do that. Again, that might be in personal property, or it could be in real estate. In personal property, maybe the best thing to do with it, because there's enough amount of stuff, is that maybe you need to do an auction. And that can be the overwhelming thing for someone that has barnfuls of stuff, housefuls of stuff, and doesn't know what to do with it. Trying to take care of that yourself sometimes definitely can be overwhelming. There's a lot of different people you would have to deal with and a pretty lengthy process to do that. So sometimes it's best that someone does an auction. And not all the time, but in a lot of cases, an auction's a great option to do it with. If you was to call me about that, you know, we would come out and kind of evaluate what kind of stuff you got. Is it farm equipment type of stuff, tools, household stuff? Maybe it's just a mixture of all three of them things. Or who knows what it is. You know, there it could be gun collections, knife collections. I mean, there's just all sorts of different things, you know, that it could be that you have to sell. But anyways, you know, that's where we would kind of discuss what the next steps are. You know, is there an end date? Is there a date that this has to be done by, and so forth? And then, you know, we can kind of discuss what the process of all that, of how the auction would work, what the kind of advertising that we do, kind of the cost into all that stuff, and, just kind of go over about really just how that auction process works. So, the first thing to do is to give me a call, and then we'll figure out from there kind of what we need to do. Some of these things are better to do live auctions. We can also do online auctions. There's just, different ways that we can handle whatever the situation that you may be facing. So, kind of like in real estate is pretty much the same thing. When we meet and if you've got a piece of property you're saying that you want to get rid of for whatever reason it is, or you're looking to do that, you know, the kind of the one thing that I like to do first is kind of put together a little CMA of the property before I come out. And, of course, what a CMA is, it's a comparative market analysis, and that kind of gives me an estimate of kind of what the home and land is going for. And because we go off of recent sales and kind of similar real estate that might be within your area, and then that gives us kind of an idea and a good base for maybe what your property's worth. Now, remember, you know, a market analysis is different from an appraisal. They're two different things. The main difference with the appraisal is, in a CMA, is, of course, the person that's doing them. Now, CMA is conducted by a real estate agent, as where an appraisal is carried out by a licensed appraiser. So major differences there. And we work with a lot of licensed appraisers in our office that take care of those kinds of things when an actual official appraisal needs to be done. And there's certainly many cases where that needs to happen. But anyways, back to the CMA, you know, that's the first thing I kind of like to do is kind of put one of those together. And that way, we just have a good idea to what property, you know, is selling for out in that area. And again, that doesn't bring us to like an exact figure, but it gives us a good baseline to start on. There's a lot of other things that you have to consider whenever you're putting a value on a piece of property or even a home for that matter. And of course that's, you know, location, because, you know, that's key to everything is location. And, and what kind of property is it? Is it a recreational property? Is it grazing land? Is it farmland? The income to the property, is it got cattle leases, oil, gas production, hunting leases? Are you planting row crops or, you know, just any other source of incomes that might make the property more valuable? Mineral rights. Are they all intact? Water's a big one. Ponds, watershed, lakes, rivers, creeks, that's a big one that changes value in a piece of property. Of course, condition in the grasses, soil types, fences, those kind of things all factor into to what the property's actually worth. And so whenever you're looking at what I was talking about, this comparative market analysis, that gives you a real good baseline, but you got to figure into all these other things that I just was going over there and figure those into the value as well. And after we've done that, that's us coming out and actually evaluating the property and going over all that other information, then we can kind of put together what a number is and what the property should sell for, and where we should bring it to the market. And then also discussing what's the best method of selling a property. Of course, there's the traditional market where we can just throw it on the market and we can sell it like that. Also, there's, we sell by auction. We talk about that a lot on here. And that's selling it by live or online auction or doing both with a hybrid auction. We bring those together. And so there's a lot of different options when it comes to selling a property. And also knowing what your goals are. If there's an end date that, hey, I've got to have it done by this time, an auction may be best for that because we can tend to get those sold by a certain date. You know, we do put a certain date that this will be sold on. Also maybe the property is just better off going to auction. So it's there's lots of different options, just depending on, of course, your situation, the property, and all that. But there's a few things to consider there in the real estate side of things, and a few different little options, other options, than it is with personal property auctions. So, anyways, that's kind of a quick kind of rundown of how that would look. Obviously, there's a lot of other questions that people would have, because every situation's a little bit unique and different, but, that'd be something that we could discuss, once we come out. Feel free to ask any questions you have, because I'm sure we've seen it and we've dealt with it, and we can answer them questions and get it all figured out. That's what we're here to do. So, that's kind of how it works. You may have questions about that, feel free to get a hold of me and everything. It doesn't cost for us to get together and just to talk, and hopefully, we could point you in the right direction. So
that's great, and I know, Keith, you're a real wealth of knowledge, and you're always happy to try to find that best situation for both parties, find a way to sell that property that's really going to be the best bang for everyone's buck. So if people do have questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, best way to get a hold of me is right on my cell phone. Cell phone number is 316-680-5131. Also, we're at an office located, actually two office locations. One's in El Dorado, but the local office here is where I work out of is in Fredonia. That's just located right downtown on the square, the northwest part of the square in Fredonia. So feel free to stop by. Feel free to give me a call, whatever. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131, and would be happy to help you out with any auctions or real estate needs that you have.
All right, Keith. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Hope you have a great weekend, and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, James.
All righty. That's Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group on the Mighty 690. We appreciate him coming by. You can listen for his updates every Friday at 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. We have Open Line next here on KGGF.